I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's Do the Right Thing, brought to you by Passion Media, in association with RadioWorks and Maple Street Creative.
This is the LDTRT podcast, telling the stories of leaders in the media industries and focusing on their journey and motivations. I launched a media agency in 2022, Passion, to focus mostly on fashion, entertainment and leisure verticals. And I've had loads of great advice in doing so along the way. In fact, a lot of it from guests on this podcast. I'm still on the mission to gather the best advice. I'm approaching a big birthday and in a couple of weeks, I'm feeling old. But I had a wobble recently going back over LinkedIn and looking at Saint's profile to see that we actually met 22 years ago when I was at Target and Saint was at Bauer. Since then, Saint has been at the forefront of the digital transformation the industry has had, including MD of advertising at Time Out, board member of the IAB, chief commercial officer, and subsequently the chief revenue officer at Picnic, and now chief revenue officer at Scooter. The Scooter platform unblocks complexity by giving maximum control with minimum effort wherever digital experiences are delivered. They drive unparalleled performance from most ambitious, impactful, creative to any screen cookie-free. Their technology and platform are perfect for the forward-thinking brands, agencies and publishers looking for more than programmatic convention. Well, that's a punchy intro lifted from your LinkedIn and slightly reworded for this. Scooter listeners will recognise from the podcast recorded recently with Nick Manning. So, running music in its heyday as advertising, Lads Mags at their peak and following the growth of digital, you seem to have been in the right places at all the right times. Let's see how deliberate this was. Saint, hello, fella, how are you?
Hey, Adam, I'm good, thanks.
No, you've gone off script. You didn't say...
Hi, Adam, I'm good, thanks.
There we are.
Great to be here. I'm good, yeah. Lots going on, and thanks for that. Thanks for that intro.
22 years, man.
22 years, and this is my 30th year in the Good Ship Media.
Wow.
Quite the journey. And now at Scooter, great elevator pitch. Thank you for that.
That's right. I think I got it right.
You pretty much were there. Yeah, yeah. Omnichannel as well would have been nice to drop
in.
Yeah,
omnichannel felt a little bit too much.
Yeah, all right, okay. Creative first, omnichannel. But yeah, that was nice. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So what is it?
So yeah, I mean, it is, again, elevator pitching, I guess. A creative first, omnichannel programmatic platform. It puts creative at the heart of what it does. So delivering great creative in the digital ecosystem from display through to CTV through to digital out of home and allowing ease of activation to achieve creative digital excellence.
So where are you on the argument of which is more important, the message or the media?
Oof. A combination of both. But if you, we talk about... In one of the decks, but we do talk about various studies by Harvard, for instance, that talk about the importance of creativity. But this is the wonderful nature of our industry, where things are lovely and cyclical. And who would have thought? But creativity is the cornerstone of great advertising. It's the stuff that you remember from, the infamous kind of like Guinness left field themed ad.
Which interestingly came up by my mate Jamie Fleming at Purple Creative when he was asked to rank the best beer ads of all time, and the left field one came up first.
But that's a combination of brilliant music, but also just kind of like visually complete
It was excellent.
Iconic imagery, beautiful association with the brand. But, you know, that is... So where am I at on the you know, it's a combination, isn't it? It's the contextual piece. It's the ad in the right time to that user. But the creative's got to be there, and the creative's got to pop and sing and draw that person, or at least give them some sort of referential kind of meaning to them that they might draw on later and go, oh, I remember that. But
I think I blame that ad for the damage done to my bank account and to my belly by the toucan.
Yeah, it's got a lot to ask for, that ad. But yeah, it's a classic, iconic ad. Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's great. I mean, out a lot in the market, chatting to people. I'm also kind of looking after UK and US. So business has kind of got a global footprint, particularly from a digital at home point of view, where we're connected to over 400 media owners via our DSP in that space. We've got a team in the US that we're growing out as well. So there's four in the US on East, West and Midwest. I was going to say coast, but Midwest isn't a coast, unless you think of Lake Michigan.
Unless around the Great Lakes, yeah.
And they are. So, wow. We've got a great team that we're growing out there and building. We've got, you know, kind of business happening there, which is really good. The kind of businesses set up that with Scooter, that we're quite multifaceted in who we can speak to, work with, from agencies like holding co's, indies, through to clients, through to publishers, through to other channel partners in the space. So, you know, we can work with other channel partners who might have a sort of specific proprietary offering, be it data combined with Scooter formats. That's a kind of nice offering into the marketplace. So I'm enjoying that. I'm really enjoying the multifaceted nature. And like anything, I'm learning again, learning. And that's the thing that always... You know, it really kind of keeps me moving forward, whether it's, you know, it's learning about video at Unruly, whether it's kind of like, you know, social display at Picnic, you know, kind of like understanding upskilling and education or ed tech at Circus Street, through to Time Out, which was just like a massive journey from a kind of like, you know, a publication that was paid, that went free, that was on a digital journey as well. So, for me, it's like, you know, as long as you're learning and keep on learning, and you can always be learning. It's never done.
Are you doing any formal learning? Are you doing like Google Garage and things like that, and some of the courses that are available out there?
I haven't got the time at the moment, but I've done sort of things like trade desk certifications. Yeah. I'm quite also interested in other areas of learning outside of just digital understanding. I'm thinking next, I'm always into my coaching as well and development. And quite a few years ago, I did a practitioner's course in NLP with PPD, Judith Lowe, brilliant. And maybe something that's to further explore further down the line, but not just yet, because it's just a busy old time with our growth plans with Scooter.
Mm. And so you're already doing the UK and the US? And
yes.
Fantastic. Are there differences in the market that you're seeing from both sides of the Atlantic?
Yeah, I mean, there's not the regulation that we're getting here in the UK as such. So, you know, the interesting thing with the US market is, and I'm going to say a really obvious thing here, but the scale.
Oh, man, it's mind-blowing.
But it could be... You know, you'd naturally think to go New York, LA and you know, Chicago, for instance, right? As kind of great hubs to be in. But
London, Manchester, Birmingham.
Yeah. but you can win, develop and grow business in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas, for instance.
And it's insane.
So that's the interesting thing, and how you kind of break that down into a manageable size. And we're kind of continuing to build the team. We've got somebody else coming in to do a bit of consultancy for us. So, yeah, it's stating the obvious, the opportunity is immense. It's good that we have the footprint there with business happening already and the team that we have there. We've got genuine traction with some of the holding codes, with other channel partners, with indie agencies. But, you know, it is a big pond, and it's how you break that down and go, right, we're going to focus here and we're going to focus there. So, yeah, I work with the US team in a kind of more and Caitlin, who's kind of like the director of kind of sales over there. I work with her in terms of supporting the team. The team are really kind of starting to ramp now, which is exciting.
And is there plans to drift westward as well into Europe and potentially other, you know, Australia?
Well, with the UK team, I mean, we've kind of, because of the way that our business operates, you know, we can create a format or formats. We can then, you know, the formats are DSP agnostic, so they can then be traded in that customer's DSP of choice. That then that can go Europe globally. But we are interested in other regions as well and footprints across Europe, even Middle East and things like that. It's kind of a nice open book in terms of like where we can go, and we have the flexibility. We're kind of like we work with other partners. It's like a one-to-many type relationship that we have as well. So it's exciting. And again, lots of potential.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So I missed out a word, omnichannel, in the thing, but I want to kind of come back to it now. So we can buy multimedia channel campaigns via Scooter.
Yeah. I mean, we can do you know, display, CTV, and digital at home.
And can we measure it all together? Can we kind of see an aggregate overall reach and frequency? And
well, yeah. I mean, we measure in our reporting and analytics suite the actual performance of the creative. Yeah. And so that you can get in-depth creative analytics on things like how your panel campaigns are performing in Rotherham and kind of like, you know, do you need to switch up the panels? Is there creative fatigue? We've got really great DCO capability as well, which is actually hearing a lot of demand for DCO in the market, true DCO, just not just kind of like, but we do the whole kind of day parting, weather, temperature, that kind of stuff, product feed. But then we can, you know, go into further things as well with like live score feeds and stuff like that. So that's quite exciting. People can work with us across the omnichannel landscape. People can pick and choose. We kind of mold and flex, and like the UK team are great. I mean, they're really experienced. It's kind of a joy to work with that team.
Do you think that it was a deliberate trajectory that you've made? So you've certainly followed, you know, mass interest over the years, from music to lads magazines to entertainment and general, you know, information marketplace, and then into digital world. It's
is that a trajectory?
Is it deliberate? Come on.
Is it deliberate? Is it deliberate? You make your luck.
Yep.
I do believe in hard work, hard focused work.
No, I do as well.
Right. You've got to get the balance right, and we're all very kind of mindful of that, and I am particularly with where that can lead you if you don't. But yeah, it feels like, and now I'm there and looking back, it feels like good timing. A great product that the market is ready for, with it can operate transparently with the way our commercial model operates. So it feels good timing in that way. But on a trajectory level, right, Adam, I kind of always been a believer in what I call the three Ps. The three Ps.
So you mentioned PPD earlier on. I thought we were...
It's a part of my life. No, it's people, product and passion. I think those three are like, for me, the holy grail or trinity, right? Getting deep here.
No, but passion spelled P-A-S-H-N, of course.
There you go. Nice weave in as well. But yeah, so people, product and passion is kind of like, those are the ingredients that I look for.
Yep.
You know, working with great people, quite obviously, it kind of just makes for an enjoyable experience. Good quality product in like the ad tech space is you got to have it, right? I mean, there is something that has a point of difference. And then working with people who are passionate about what they do is kind of like really important as well.
Absolutely.
So it kind of, you know, I look for those three things in what I do. So, and Scooter definitely has that.
And, you know, actually the passionate thing has always come through. You've always had a demeanor of being very happy and very content and, you know, in a good place.
Yeah, I try to.
But put it a different way. You are always good company. There may be other things going on, but
I think that comes from, you know, very much being, you know, you want to treat, you know, the mantra, treat people like you'd like to be treated, and you know,
it's by like getting shouted at.
I remember that for. We won't go into that. But, you know, largely that's my mantra. And therefore, you know, you want to kind of, I like to think of being with people and, you know, you leave them feeling good. I quite like that. I like doing that and being that. And so that people go, yeah, decent.
Yeah.
I know it's a kind of mantra of mine, I guess, really. And just thinking like, it's nice to be like that.
It is, isn't it? But it's 101 as well. You know, it's if you're going to get on well with the people that you're going to be working with, then you're going to do more work with them.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a good quote. Oscar Wilde.
You've got your quote list out.
Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go.
Oh, I like that. You know, I'm desperate to find the source of the quote that I keep using all the time. And I may over the course of time actually assign it to myself. But yeah. Some people have something to say and some people have to say something.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that is. Yeah. I'm having that.
Yeah.
There's the kind of being very aware of being quiet or knowing when not to say. Some people do sometimes feel the need to say something when actually the space doesn't need that. Yeah. And silence can be so powerful. Oh, as well.
I completely agree. I mean, I remember doing a negotiation in buying a business, and Nick Horswell was giving me a little bit of advice in doing so. And he just said, do your thing, put your thing out, and then don't say anything because the next person to speak loses. Well, that's great. Quite happy we're done now.
I remember that then. There's going to be a lot of silence.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, say something.
Somebody break. That's great. Yeah, no, I mean, what a science negotiation is anyway.
Oh, I know.
I mean, there's so many angles that you can come at that, right?
Absolutely. And you hear great stories of great ones.
Oh, I mean, yeah. There was the, there's some legendary courses, aren't there, that you go on. I remember one. I mean, do you get this anymore? I remember one distinct negotiation training course. It might have been at IPC, now future. But we were being trained by a hostage negotiator.
Wow.
I'm like,
who was tied up?
I was only selling pages. But it was quite a, what experience that got. Actually, it might have been an evening thing I went to. And this guy, yeah, he was ex-Scotland Yard or something like that. And also hostage negotiator and the tactics that he employed. I can't really kind of weave them in at the moment.
No, it's a bit tricky, isn't it? Yeah, come on. Can we do a page rather than a 25x4?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is a light box format. Try and escape it.
The thing that I remember all the time was Fru Hazlitt from Capital Radio was constantly harping on with, if you, then I. That's what you've got to remember, if you, then I.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is, which leads on to, there's the whole, I'm, again, is semantic structure, right? Which I find fascinating, right? The power of the spoken word, and actually what, this is quite an obvious thing to say, but what you say and how it can influence people, find that fascinating, right? And like an example of a really straightforward thing, like when you're presenting to somebody, you hear sometimes quite a lot of people going, I, we, and da-da-da-da-da. It just feels insular, right? But if you go you, all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, you're talking to me? Yeah, this is what it means for you. You, pushing out. But that's all, fascinating, all that.
Absolutely.
Fascinating, I mean, how you can just think about it, right? What we do in our industry, there's all these, the amazing product, the innovation that takes place, the growth of AI, but it's still the spoken word.
Indeed, and you're collecting yeses.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of what, you know, the communication around that to drive that forward is kind of what it's all about. I mean, I think I heard a quote where, you know, there's in the ad tech space, there's quite a lot of, you know, there's a lot, obviously, and a ton of amazing products out there. There's quite a few similarities as well. So it's how do you create the point of difference? The point of difference comes from
people.
What you say. Yeah. Exactly. The people aligned with how passionate they are and how they can clearly articulate what their offering is and the benefit that it delivers. But that's all done through speaking.
Indeed. And I'm going to try and, without saying it, lead this conversation into a particular place. Is there a particular place or room in your house where you come up with this wisdom?
Yeah, the converted garage.
Yeah.
the pandemic garage.
I like to read podcasts. I mean, I've read dozens of books over the years, but you can get that inspiration in sometimes the maddest places.
What about in front of the bathroom mirror?
Well, funny you should say that.
Oh, you got a story there.
I like this. This is kind of random, so you know, take this as you will. But I was thinking the other day, and I was like, you know, life is a bit like brushing your teeth with an electric toothbrush, right? So I realised that if you kind of brush your teeth with an electric toothbrush with your head down, and there is the metaphor with your head down, the toothpaste sprays everywhere and goes all over your top. But if you brush your teeth with your head up, you stay clean and tidy. So it's all about head up and keep moving forward.
Told you we'd get it in there.
Nice weave.
And, you know, the one of the things, you know, you go travelling and you go into, like, you know, boots and stuff, you know, you buy your toothbrush and then you go into destinations. So have you been anywhere recently that might have some other wisdom?
Oh, gosh, yes, yes. Brilliant, Adam. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Look, do you see that? Absolutely perfect segue there. I'm a professional.
The hooks and the stare is
amazing,
just,
isn't it?
Yes, I have. A year ago. Yeah, Iceland. So, yeah, what a country that is. Like a big moviescape, if that's the right phrase. Stunning scenery. But anyway, yeah, I came across a phrase in Iceland. I was with Herbie. We were going whale watching. The whole kind of couple of days was built around going to this place called Alafsvik, northwest Iceland, out into the fjord to see orca. And we were going out on this morning. It got cancelled to the afternoon. So where we were staying said, before you journey down to the harbour, why don't you go for a drive? So we went for a drive. I'd hired this old Toyota Yaris. Like, you have to get an old car there because some of the roads are quite, although very empty, are quite chipped. I managed to veer off and literally land the car in a sand dune. It literally got grounded. And we were in the middle of nowhere. And it was a bank holiday. And cut a long story short, I had to run back to a petrol station. Herbie went off into a nature reserve to try and get help. Otherwise, we'd have missed the whole whale watching. Ran into this petrol station. They were supremely chilled. The lovely lady behind the counter went, this man can help you out. And he went, and I was like, I'm going to miss the whale watching. Da, 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 da. He just went to me. He uttered this phrase, Theta Redast. Oh, what? He went, in Iceland, we say Theta Redast. Everything will work out okay. He went and got his Land Cruiser. He towed us out of the sand dune. We drove back to Alafsvik, and then we spent the afternoon whale watching in a fjord, seeing humpback, sperm whales, and orca, as well as a few dolphins and puffins. It was incredible. But it was like that really, from me being like, you know, this kind of like highly anxious, like, we're not going to make this, to Theta Red Ast. And I looked into it and I got back and it's everything will work out okay. And when you think about it, a lot of the things that you get super anxious about or concerned about or whatever that may be, then when you do it and you're in it, not all the time, but, you know, quite a lot of times, things do work out okay. Or they work out as they should do. And it's quite a nice philosophy and thought, isn't it?
It is. It's a lovely thought.
Theta Red Ast. Everything will work out okay or as well as it can. You know,
how does that reconcile with hard work?
Well, it's a balance, right? I you know, if you overwork it, if you overdo it, I've been burnt out before. I had it last year, and that's kind of a quite a heavy experience. You don't know until it happens, and then it happens really fast, and then you're in a place where you're like, you literally. Again, another phrase, you can't see the wood for the trees. And you have to stop. You have to stop. You have to stop. Some people continue to go, but I got to a point where I had to stop. I took a week off. I took a complete week off, though. And doing nothing is one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah.
I think in our industry as well, you're finally attuned.
You're buzzy all the time.
Yeah, there's always something going on. You're in the shower. You're thinking about the day ahead. You almost have to get present again. And getting present is quite hard. Living, you know, the Eckhart thingy, living in the now and all that is actually quite a hard thing to do. It's like, you know, it's like when you go on holiday, right? And you go, going on a holiday to do nothing. And you sit there and you go, what am I going to do now?
Mm.
You know, and I should be, oh, I might go for a walk. Doing nothing is really hard. And that's where you have to get to that place to then rebuild again. So I'm conscious of working hard I do believe in working hard, but it's focused working hard in the right places and then giving yourself the time to not and doing the whole kind of like you've got to kind of take a step back, take a step away. Sometimes hard to do though.
How did you spot being burnt out then? If it's, you know, if you can't see the woods for the trees, how did you realise?
For me, it was just literally like kind of mentally, I couldn't focus. I couldn't.
Sorry, what?
Very good. Mentally, I couldn't focus. I couldn't think straight. You know, there's paranoia, that sort of thing coming in, and just not having clarity of thought because kind of like overloaded and couldn't step back. Mm. Couldn't step back and out. And do you know the weird thing was, another metaphor, the day then that I sort of went, right, well, because the GP was like, you need to just take some time out, you need to stop. So I did. So that day, that after that call with the GP, and then I think it was the day after, I told my boss, and it was like, right, okay, this was you know, last year, and I basically then again, metaphor, I went for a run, and I ran into some woods. I thought, hey, and I realized how I'm running into the woods, and this is where my head is at. I'm in the woods. I can't see clearly, and then I ran out of the woods. And it was like, I can't see the wood for the trees. And it was like, whatever. I mean, you know, maybe these things happen, but that was a big thing for me. And then it was the clarity, you know, and then you start to think, right, okay, I do need to start taking that vitamin D. I do need to start maybe doing a little bit of meditation or something like that just to stop, just to stop. And it's hard to do because it's that new habit forming stuff that you kind of got to get into.
Absolutely. And I understand that, and I get the meditation thing. You know, I'm quite highly strung anyway.
Yeah.
And at the very beginning of this year, I discovered yoga.
Yeah.
And what are we in? We're beginning of March now. I think I've probably done about 40 classes.
Wow.
Since the beginning of the year, and I love it.
Do you?
I absolutely love it. Yeah.
See, that's inspiring because it's something I've wanted to do, but then it's just getting around to doing it. It's that new thing, that new habit. I've always found running gives me clarity, like real clarity. And when you do the whatever pace you go at, you do the run, whatever distance you go, first thing in the morning for me, that kind of orders stuff.
It does. It really does.
It,
you know, you've got a repetitive thing to concentrate on, and then everything else falls into place. I completely agree.
It kind of adjusts the madness. tones things down, and then you get the kind of prioritization that goes on. And then, you know, if you get it right, well, even if you don't get it right, but you get something.
Yeah.
You get something of, right, okay, that I can kind of put that one in its place. I can move on to that. Mm. I can do that. Yeah. And these things are achievable.
Indeed. And a list as well. It's simple as a list. I, you know, should, must, should, could.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So get them done like that. And then you actually, all of those things, when you prioritize them correctly, sort of fall into place. And it's not overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, oh, okay. Right. And I was waking up, like, not in my stomach this morning. Oh, God, I've got all these things to do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't. Easy.
Theta redest. Everything will be okay. It'll all work out, Adam.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear it. Do you have any idea on what might be next on your journey? Because you've gone from media owner side, into publishing, well, stayed in publishing side, then moved into sort of an agency side as an intermediary between brands and publishers. Is there a client role at some point in the future?
I'm on the scooter journey, but then in the future, that could be, I really enjoy coaching. I really enjoy that. I really enjoy advising. So anything that can help me in that could be client side.
Well, that's a leadership role as well, though, isn't
it? Yeah, I really do enjoy the coaching side and seeing the results of that coaching and seeing people kind of through their own, through the structure of coaching, that it can lead people to make their own decisions through the correct framework. I kind of really enjoy that. I get a buzz out of that. So maybe something like that further down the line, where I can bring kind of like my commercial experience into that as well. Mm. Something like that would be really cool for me.
Coaching with the O as a halo.
Yeah, I don't want to overpromise, right? I'm not turning water into wine. But you never know.
But you must have faith.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. Well, I wish you very well on everything that you're doing. It's lovely to see. It's always lovely to see you anyway. But
likewise,
I'm so pleased to hear that Scooter's going well. You look like you've landed in the right place. You know, we had Nick Manning on the podcast recently, and you know, having his endorsement of the thing that you mentioned as well, of the transparency of the platform, has got to be helping a lot. So, you know, you're in the right place, doing the right thing, and of course, that's what this podcast is all about. So, thank you for coming in, man.
Thank you so much, Adam. Really enjoyed it, and great as always to catch up with you.
Oh, you're very kind.
Let's Do the Right Thing is curated and presented by Adam Hopkinson. Brought to you by Passion Media in association with RadioWorks, and is a Maple Street Creative production. Discover more episodes and leadership insights by searching Let's Do the Right Thing podcast.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.